Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Galatians 6, verses 7 through 9. We reap what we sow. What does that simple phrase mean? Reaping means you receive. So the things that you sow, you will receive. If you're a person who has a huge heart and you are always giving to others, in due time, you will reap that. People will give to you. You will reap blessings. And the important thing about reaping and sowing, we don't always reap in the same field that we sow. You may be sowing and putting so much into your children to ensure that they have a great education and a stable family home. And what is on your heart is for God to send you a spouse, to send you a mate, to share in this burden of raising these children. And that may not be what He wants to bless you with at this time. He may want to bless you with a great community of friends to uplift you. He may want to bless you with a wonderful church family that will bless you and pour into you. So don't tell God how to bless you. Don't tell God what you should be reaping. Allow yourself just sow. Don't focus on the output. And if you sow to please your flesh, you will reap destruction. So if you are sowing into your ministry and you are volunteering at church, but you are volunteering to make yourself feel good, you are volunteering to look good in the eyes of the pastor and the eyes of the church members, you will reap destruction. So when you are reaping to serve your flesh, to make yourself feel better, to do something that is fully focused on your flesh, you won't reap anything good. The things that you may sow when you are focused on your flesh is depression, anxiety, loneliness, overworking, overwhelm. Those things happen even when we are walking with God. We're doing things in His name. But when we are sowing to please our flesh, we will reap in what hurts our flesh. Sow to please the Spirit. Sow to do this work that God has called you to do. If you are volunteering in ministry, if you're volunteering to help somebody, you're doing it because God put it on your heart. That should be your only reason for doing something, for sowing into a field or sowing into a person, because God put it on your heart. We are children of God, and He wants us to reap eternal life. And we reap eternal life by doing things specifically that He has called us to do. So think about what we learn in the Bible, what you've heard on these podcasts. These are things of the Spirit. Focus on doing things in the Spirit. Do not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time you will reap a harvest. Sowing and sowing and sowing at times can feel so heavy because we are doing the things that God has put on our heart, and we continue to sow and we say, but God, I'm not seeing any of the fruit of what you told me I would see. When's my harvest season? When am I going to stop living paycheck to paycheck? When is this job that I've been in for 5 years? When is it going to get better? Lord, when? Don't become weary. Remember, you are doing these things. You are sowing because the Holy Spirit lives within you. And that Holy Spirit is guiding you and telling you what to do. And you will reap a harvest at the right time. But don't give up. The moment when you say, it's too much, I can't keep doing this, I can't keep showing up at this job every single day, leading with my Christian principles, doing the things that I know God has called me to do, walking in the light. I can't keep doing it, Lord. I'm just gonna quit. I'm just gonna give up. At that moment, when you say you wanna quit, that is the enemy getting into your head. That is the enemy telling you, you don't have the strength. You're not good enough. Just stop. It'll be easier to stop sowing. And the enemy shows up and he tells you to stop because your blessing is right on the other side of that. Your blessing is near. So my brothers, my sisters, do not give up. Don't grow weary. Keep going. Keep moving. Keep doing it. Don't give up. Don't get weary because God loves you and he's not putting more on you than you can bear. What he's asking you to sow, he knows that you're going to reap. And remember, don't look at the field that you're sowing in to reap, because God has a bigger field. He has a harvest. He has something even bigger and better out there for you to receive. Don't grow weary. Keep sowing.